This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, we've got a special guest for you today. We are joined by MMA fighter, Brian the Law Hall. Brian, how's it going?
It's going good, man. I feel good. You know, it's like 24 hours before this weigh-in, so that's about the only thing I really got in my mind.
I hear you. I remember the days back when I used to compete in high school and collegiate wrestling, and I remember those weigh-ins where sometimes that was like the biggest battle, was just getting past or getting to those weigh-ins. How are you as far as weight?
Oh, man, I'm only 5 pounds from my goal weight, so it's pretty good this time. It's running better than last time. This is my second time cutting to 125, so each time I feel like it's getting better and better. I'm adjusting to the schedule of things that I'm supposed to do.
That's good. I know that, you know, they often tell athletes not to cut weight too prematurely, or if you're going to cut weight, to do it the right way, because, you know, it can really sap your energy. Would you say as a whole that you've been doing a lot better in terms of cutting this time around?
As definitely, with the amount of weight I'm cutting for flyweight compared to what I was cutting at bantamweight is a huge difference. I mean, my energy level is still high. It's actually higher now going to 25 than it was at 35 somehow. I don't understand that science, but this new diet I got from a friend of mine, Mike Berry, out of UK, you know, it's really beneficial.
Man, it sounds amazing. I mean, any time that you can, cut weight to, be in a lower weight class, but still have, your strength and your energy, that's actually something that's really good,
Yeah.
Now, Brian, for our listening audience, how did you get into the sport of MMA? Tell us a little bit about your background and kind of what led you into this style of martial arts.
Man, you never believe it, but I was, I'm 5'5". I got up to 170 pounds after being a police officer for 4 years, and I just saw myself, I guess I let myself go with all this free fast food and things I get, but I was able to, make that change. I was ready to go in this direction in life and become a better officer and look good for, my city of Memphis. I don't want to be that officer that's not taking care of themselves, because I want them civilians to know I can take care of them as well as myself. So I want to make that change. And, I actually never watched UFC or watched fights before I got into it. So everything was foreign to me when I was training. The moves, the people they was naming at the time, I think it was the popular guys were like Chuck Liddell and Sean Sherk, and these guys was being mentioned in practice, and I didn't know who they were, I never watched it before. I just thought this was a cool little hobby I can do besides wrestling, because I wrestled in high school, so I wanted to, I just like competing. All my life I've been competing, former state champ myself out of Tennessee, and, I would have went to college to wrestle, but I became a young father and had more mature decisions to make. So everything turned out to be worked perfect. I built a career. I was able to stay with my son, be a father to my son, and become a mixed martial artist at a later time. Unlike most guys starting at 18, 19, I started at 25.
Absolutely. That sounds it when you told me your story, it sounded really just kind of like inspirational. It was just kind of one of those things that one of those situations where if you're not somewhere where you want to be in life, you shouldn't give up. You should always pursue your goals and your dreams, and it sounds like that's what you're doing.
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what I'm doing, and I deal with a lot of kids, and I try to let them know that it's never too late. Don't give up, when you fall down, just get back up and try again. That's pretty much my philosophy in life. Hard work pays,
Absolutely, absolutely. What advice would you give to somebody that's interested in getting into mixed martial arts or cage fighting? What advice would you give to somebody?
If they look to make a career out of it, I wouldn't go there because the money is not as good coming up. If you still live at home with your parents and don't have to pay bills, I say go for it. But if you're talking about having a family or you know, take care of a family, you know, it's not the right place to have it unless you. And another thing, like say for instance, you get hurt, you know, that's taken away from your job, and if you don't have insurance, you know, a lot of people don't think about that. If they get hurt and they don't have an insurance, who's going to take care of the medical bills? Who's going to pay for the income when you're not able to work, you know? So I would say get a good going job first, or a small like career, like even FedEx, working for FedEx, they got good health benefits, you know, then start fighting and maybe have a roommate or something like that. But as far as getting into it as a young guy, I would suggest it.
Absolutely. What you spoke a little bit about this earlier. This is kind of coming full circle, but I wanted to ask you, personally speaking, what life skills or what things have you taken away from this sport? I know, you know, with every sport they say you learn something about life just by doing the sport. Like with the sport of wrestling, they say you learn that when life puts you on your back, you know, to kick and to, you know, to get back up, to fight, you know. What would you say about the sport of mixed martial arts?
I mean, number one, I would say discipline. You know, you learn a lot of discipline through weight cut, being on time for training, being at training consistently. I would say respect. You know, you learn to respect your coaches, your teammates, and your opponent, even after a victory or a loss. You know, you come to that respect. And definitely, you know, the third is determination. How bad do you want it, you know? So I would say those three things will be, you know, beneficial in mixed martial arts. That's what you, you know, get out of it.
Absolutely. What are your plans? I know on Saturday you'll be competing in the Legacy Fighting Championship number 34 in Tunica. What are your plans after the fight?
Well, it's actually on Friday the 29th, and as far as plans, you know, I don't have a plan. I mean, usually after the fight, you know, I beat them up, and then I spend time with my family. Actually, I might be going to the University of Memphis game here in Memphis, you know, with the family. So that's, you know, that's the, I go day by day. I don't have any, like, as far as fight, it depends how well I do after I beat him, you know, how bad I beat him depends on what I do next, because I'm sure they're going to be surprised because he's highly recruited by Legacy. So, I just wait for that phone call on Saturday or Sunday.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, depending on, I guess, how this fight goes, it will, I guess, determine maybe when your next fight will be?
Pretty much. I mean, I'm not the favorite. He's the favorite, you know. For some reason, they want to pick him to win. And I just, you know, what do you think? Who do you think going to win? Because I think I am. What about you?
My money's on you.
Exactly. Good answer.
That's awesome. I wanted to talk just a little bit about you getting on with Legacy. How did that happen? Did they approach you or did you approach them?
You know, they was looking to come in town, and I guess they was looking for a good name in Memphis, and everybody know me as the Memphis MMA fighter and want to get a good headliner, so they first approached me with Henryson Judo, which was Olympic gold medalist in 2008. I'm sure you're familiar with.
Very
and
familiar.
When they gave me that name, I immediately, you know, accepted that fight, because I have watched him before, and I always felt like, you know, he was being fed not the top caliber guys, but, you know, they trying to look for to build him up. So he can be that Ronda Rousey or that Chuck Liddell, you know, that type guy for bigger shows. So I said, let me get this fight because I'm going to pull this upset because his style and my style, he never faced a wrestler before. Although he's an Olympic wrestler, but he does not have the stand-up or the jiu-jitsu that he needs to go to the next level. And the one-up being that he got signed by UFC after our contract was already negotiated. Somehow, some way, he got out of the contract and went straight to UFC. He'll be fighting tomorrow. I mean, the day after our fight. So he got his hands full, though. And then they changed the opponent to Pedro Silver. I don't know his name. I forget. But it don't matter. So,
okay. It sounds like it's been an interesting journey for you.
Yeah, it has. I mean, the strategy wise for both guys is pretty much the same. Beat them up, get the victory, get the win, and continue. you know, so it wasn't a big difference when they changed the opponent. It was disappointing because I want to, you know, fight an Olympic gold medalist. But other than that, it turned out good.
Well, on Friday you'll be proving a lot of people wrong, which will be good.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, they're going to realize that, you know, I'm no joke, and they're going to follow the law as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Brian, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with us.
Thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure.
And I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say.
I mean, first I'd like to, you know, like I said, thank you for having me. Thank my sponsors, 901 Sounds, Game Changer, Fight Swag, Lawful Sons. I'm sure I'm going to miss somebody. Boxer Girl and Ultimate Foods for helping me with my food prior to this week. And thanks, Ladies, for having me as the main event to show what I'm capable of. Finally, you know, let the world know what I am, not just the local guy.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brian. Guys, if you're listening to this show, make sure to check out the Legacy Fighting Championship, number 34. It's going to be live in Tunica, Mississippi, at the Horseshoe Casino. If you are listening to this interview on our site, check out our mobile app at Stitcher. That's Stitcher Smart Radio, and download the app and search for Redefining the Counterculture. It's our show name, and you'll hear this this interview as well as many, many more. Thank you, Brian.
All right, thank you, man.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.